outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to May 4th. Today is Wednesday.
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Another week and it's my birthday, my dear.
Yay! What are we doing? When is your birthday exactly?
May 10th.
May 10th, okay.
Right. The day after your mom, right?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
May 7th, May 8th, May 9th. Oh, Gina's is May 8th.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
the one who's
cool.
Coming in who's late.
Yeah, we've got a couple of late guests.
What the hell? I was so excited for them to come in, and now they're late. Thanks, guys.
Those are Stephanie's friends who called yesterday with nothing to say. It's like, how do you call a radio station and you go, what are you guys talking about?
I know. Isn't that great? Of course my friends would say something like that.
And then they were on speakerphone, which sounded like shit.
Right. You know? And they were on the cell phone,
which was just a disaster.
You're like, okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Yeah, take care.
So they're going to come in today, and hopefully they'll be entertaining.
Yeah.
And if they're not, we'll tell them to leave.
Yeah. And today we're going to get Bobby Collins, who actually called in yesterday, but late.
Okay.
So I didn't pick up the phone, but because we moved on already. But he will be calling in today. So.
Okay, good. I'm so excited.
Very funny man.
Yay.
And so we have a guest-filled show.
Yeah, and maybe my dad if we get to him.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. We'll see, Pops. I didn't tell you. On Saturday, I went to that fundraiser.
Oh, you did?
I did
for
go.
For the dog rescue.
Yes, I did go. Angels in Fur Rescue.
Uh-huh.
David and Rochelle, and met both of them. And so amazing, both of them.
Really?
Just a gorgeous, gorgeous couple.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a huge turnout.
Wow.
Huge. Like, I was so excited for her. And we did a whole raffle, and we watched a basketball game.
Yeah, with celebrities and stuff.
Yeah, it was a disaster. The basketball game was a disaster. Now, I only say this because I grew up watching basketball. Like, my father's he's an amazing basketball coach. All my brothers play. My youngest actually played in Europe for a couple of years.
Mm.
And now he's back, and he's doing his thing. He's coaching right now. He might go play again, but he wasn't enjoying European basketball. I guess it's completely different.
Is it really?
I guess since I've never seen it, I guess it is completely different. But so I grew up going to basketball games. So I know what good basketball is and I know what bad basketball is. And it was awful. There was like maybe two people that were like good.
Yeah.
And everybody else, it was just like, I mean, I could have played better than them, and I'm not good at all. And but it was awesome. Like, I love going to basketball games, and they had such a huge turnout, and I think they raised a lot of money for the rescue, which is just
Did people bring dogs there, obviously, huh?
You know what? No? I only saw one dog.
Really?
Funny enough, in the whole place, I saw one dog. Now, it went all day from like 10 till like 5,
mm-hmm.
and I got there around 1, and I stayed till about 3:30 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I saw one dog the whole time.
Whoa.
So I think it was just like people were there. There was a lot of celebrities. People were taking pictures. There was like a red carpet thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had the basketball game, and then there were all these like raffles you could enter, and then there were people singing, like some people from American Idol were there, like old contestants.
Oh, really?
Singing. Yeah. Like, it was so great because Tim Urban, which is he was one of the contestants that I recognized him on American Idol, really talented kid. He was playing in the basketball game, and then he had to go right away and sit like on the sidelines, and they just handed him his guitar, and he's all sweaty, like in his like, you know, whatever he was wearing, his uniform.
Yeah.
And he starts playing music, and I was like, That is a trooper, man.
Yeah.
But it was so great, and I'm so glad I went, and I'm glad I met David and Rochelle. And you know, please go onto their website. It's I think it's AIF
Dog Rescue,
yes,
right?
.com. Yeah. And donate to them. Donate to any rescue, any animal rescue or whatever.
Yeah.
Just donate.
Or to Stephanie, because she rescues.
Or just donate. There you go. Do you know? Did I tell you Cecile's gonna start a page for me? I told you this, Stephanie.
Rescuing dogs?
Yeah, she's going to do a Facebook page. Uh-huh. Stephanie Rybels, dog hoarder rescue, blah, blah, blah. Oh, like yeah. This whole like long spiel. She thought, it's really funny, actually. And I was like, I don't hoard dogs. With my father believes that I do, but
yeah.
I really don't.
It's
but anyway.
Pretty close to that. But
okay, whatever. Anyway, but I just wanted to say I went on Saturday and I represented us, Sam,
uh-huh.
And it was great.
Wonderful.
And he was very excited that... Bet I came, and it
wonderful.
Was a good time.
Well,
yeah.
I figured you'd enjoy it. You know, I mean, it's right
yeah,
up your alley.
Thank you.
Stuff,
I can't thank you enough for bringing him on and having us talk
yeah.
about it. And I want to say thank you to Patty out there, one of our listeners.
Yes.
Emailed
shout
me
out to
yesterday.
Patty,
you're amazing. Thank you. She emailed after, because we didn't know what BTK stood for.
Right.
And she...
The BTK killer, right?
Yes, the BTK.
Serial killer.
Yeah, so it stands for blind, torture, kill. That's
bind.
What it was. Or bind. But. I don't know. One of the two. God bless you, Sam, for being here.
Someone's calling. Let's see who that is. Let's take it real
okay.
quick. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
It's Cecile.
Oh, Cecile.
Oh, Cecile. Did you?
Hi.
You must have heard us talk about you.
Uh-huh.
No, you didn't?
I did.
Oh, okay.
That's why
she's calling
in.
Because all of Stephanie's friends don't know what we're talking about when they call in.
I know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
The Facebook page for Stephanie is going to be Stephanie Rybel, dog hoarder, please help me.
Yeah.
That's what she's
a hoarder
start.
In need of rescue.
Exactly. So please help her.
Oh, God. Yeah. Leave it alone. Whatever. She wanted to call in and say, and meet Sam. So there you go. Now
yeah,
you can...
there you go. And Stephanie
well,
said...
Well, yeah, Sam, your friend requested me, so I need to know you before I accept you. So
oh, really? God damn it. I thought you'd just do it like everybody else. I've got 2,600 friends. You can trust me.
I'm not Stephanie. I don't accept everybody.
Oh, my
wow.
God. What are you calling me, a whore?
She's throwing you under the bus
yeah,
now.
Yeah, she is. She is.
Well, you know, she has like 1,500 friends. I have like 200.
Yeah. Well, but at least you probably know all the 200. We don't know our thousands.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you've got to build up an audience, you know, when you're in entertainment and stuff. You friend just about anybody and your enemies too.
What does that say about me, Sam? You don't want to be my friend?
No, she
wanna,
I
just,
does.
Yeah,
she
I just
friended
asked you for
you.
A friend request.
You want me what to just be a number?
That's what he's saying. He doesn't care about you. He just wants more people on his page.
Yeah.
All right, Sam, so I'm going to confirm you, but I might have to delete you later. I don't know.
I'll kick your ass if you do.
There we go.
Yeah. Cecile, tell us something interesting about Stephanie. How long have you guys known each other?
Well, it was a year on April 18th, but she doesn't know that.
Really?
Look at
April 18th?
Keeping track. Settle down there. Okay.
Of what yeah. year?
Last year we met.
Oh, last year?
Last year. Yeah.
Really?
So it's been a year.
Where'd you guys meet?
We actually met at a barbecue through some mutual friends, and we've both said that this was like the best thing that came out of our friendships with those people was yeah. our friendship.
Really?
Yeah, because she's you
oh,
know
cool.
we get along so well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
she,
pretty cool.
It's because she's completely opposite. She's the mellow one, and I'm the
yeah.
crazy one. So you know.
Yeah.
It works out.
Cecile, you have a picture on Facebook with a baby. Is that your baby?
No. I'm crazy for babies, but that's my friend's baby.
Yeah.
Evelyn. Yeah.
I figured. I didn't think you were married or impregnated by anybody.
Not yet.
Yeah, gay marriage is not allowed, and not married and don't have babies, so not yet.
Not yet. You will have babies.
Yeah.
You better tell him something nice about me right now.
Yeah, tell us something nice about her.
She's nothing.
Let me think.
She has nothing to say about me. That's so nice.
She's
of you.
Beautiful. Aww. She's funny. She's warm and nice. Why am I saying this?
I know. Why is she not chiming in? What the hell?
I know. She's like, oh, boy,
she's
he doesn't
like,
know
she's
Stephanie.
She's a disaster. I have to help her all the time. I have a bad memory. I can't do anything for myself.
You guys are doing so great. Why do I even call in?
Oh, you know what? Why do you call in to make me feel worse about myself? At least you're on time,
Stephanie,
though. What?
Stephanie, who has to call you every other day to remind you to water the plant?
Her.
She does,
yes.
Otherwise, your plants would die.
Yep, absolutely.
Wow.
I don't really, you know...
Yeah.
I mean, look, like, I like plants, but I, you know, I have one plant, and she has to call me every
day. And we
day.
Bought it together, and it's my plant. I've been telling her that I'm going to come over and steal the plant one day because she abuses this plant.
Oh, my
God. Doesn't get enough water.
This is what you're going to talk about this morning, really, is that I don't fucking water a plant. This is great, Cecile.
I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Cecile, are you in a relationship right now?
Nope.
No. So she's eligible, folks.
There we go. Girls.
Yes.
Girls.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, girls?
Women only.
She's into girls,
yeah.
too?
Yeah, she's gay.
Oh, wow. Cecile. We're finding out more about you every day.
Wow, this got really much better all of a sudden.
Now he's like, let's talk.
Yeah.
Yes, she is. So no boys call in for
no
her.
Boys. So, but you guys are just friends? Or,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're the best
friends.
We
won't dig deep into it because you might have some personal things going on.
No, we are honestly the best of friends, her and I.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
which
really
is,
cool.
I am so... thankful that she's in my life.
Really? That's good. Like, so you guys are like best friends. And stuff,
yeah. Like she knows everything about me. We do everything together. She's awesome.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Cecile, you're going to have to come into the studio sometime.
I sure will.
Okay. We appreciate it.
When am I invited?
Never.
Yeah. Stephanie doesn't want you here.
You got to be interesting. No, you can come
in. Friendship that lasted a year. There you go. We broke up on the air.
That's
it's
enough.
Over.
Right?
To call or not. My dad wants to know if he should call. My God, he's obsessed. All right, Cecile, come in anytime, baby.
All right,
I'll call you after.
Thanks
for
calling, Cecile.
Bye, honey.
Nice meeting you, Sam.
Yeah, and please accept me on Facebook, okay? I need every friend I can get.
I will right now because you need one more friend.
Okay. Another one that I know, yes.
Bye, Cecile.
Don't go stalking my profile, though.
Okay, I won't look.
Bye, honey. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that girl so much. She's seriously one of the greatest people I know.
Yeah.
Nice. For any women out there, she is honestly incredible.
Really?
Yeah. She'll be my friend for life. Yeah.
That's cool. That's nice.
My dad wants to know to call or not. Gina's not here.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. I mean, until they come, we might as well talk to your dad.
Yeah. I'll tell him to call. Might as well.
Yeah. Go ahead and call dad. We have only a few minutes, but that's fine.
Yeah, we.
I wanted to tell you about a book I just got called "Does the Noise in My Head Bother You?"
I saw that. The Stephen Tyler, you posted it on Facebook. I love it.
I've never heard a better fucking title.
I love that.
Does the Noise in My Head Bother You?
That is unbelievable title.
And I can't wait to read this thing, man. I mean, he's a train wreck, but
totally is a train wreck.
But I really want to know what he has to say.
Oh, will you tell us about
funny.
What you're reading? He's hilarious.
Yeah, he's funny.
He's a big mess, but he's hilarious. I want you to tell us about it when you're reading it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of drugs and rock and roll and women and stuff. And, I mean, it's hard to believe he's in his 60s now, huh?
I know.
I mean, he behaves like he's 16 years old.
He, when he's, hitting on all those girls on American Idol, it's a little uncomfortable.
I know. They're younger than his grandkids, for crying out loud.
I know. It's a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But I love him, though. He's just such a nice guy, it seems, that, I guess it's okay for him to be creepy. I don't know. As long as you're a nice guy, it's okay to be creepy. But, no, I really like him. I saw that on your Facebook page yesterday, and I was like, that is a great title.
Yeah. All of Aerosmith, really, are totally burned out.
Aren't they all, though?
Yeah.
I mean, look at Keith Richards. Come on.
Yeah. They've all been to rehab a million fucking times, you know.
Yep.
And he just says, you know, I mean, it's not the drugs, it's the amount of drugs that they did, you know. Because I was reading a little article on this yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
In that book? Or?
No, in the paper.
Okay.
But the book is coming. I'm going to get it tomorrow from Amazon. Yeah.
Oh, nice. I love Amazon.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Amazon.
Since I don't read a lot, you know, I figured I'd get another book.
Right, why not? Because you never read. I love Amazon because they have all the used books. Uh-huh. Like, you can buy them for, a dollar.
Yeah, like older stuff that you can't find. It's out of print.
Amazon, man. It's the way to go for books. Really for a lot
of anything.
Things. Yeah.
For anything. They always have the best prices.
The best deals.
You know, you get it fast. They have a great return policy.
Yeah. They really, really do.
That's why they're so big, you know?
It comes quickly. The shipping isn't that expensive.
Right.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
No, I highly recommend it. I can't, back to the drugs thing. I can't imagine the amount of drugs that musicians do.
I know.
And I'm just generalizing. I'm not saying all musicians do it. So please don't call in and yell at me because I'm not saying all musicians do it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, you know, if you're a rock star, that I'm sure comes with it.
Yeah.
That's just the lifestyle.
I mean, he says that he must have spent $10 million on drugs in his life.
Steven said this?
Steven Tyler.
Shut up.
Can you imagine? A million fucking dollars?
What million. Could you possibly... You could do so much with $10 million
I know.
And good stuff for the world.
But I'm sure he's had a lot more than that. But he ended up broke for a while, yeah.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah, he spent all the money on that bullshit, you know?
Oh.
You know how much drugs is $10 million worth?
I can't imagine. I mean, like, I can't imagine how much... Because, I mean, I don't even know... like how expensive coke is or any, like, I have no idea.
Right.
I'm really stupid with all that. But isn't crack cheap? I'm not saying
crack is supposed to be cheap. Yeah.
Crack is cheap. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not saying to do it because it's cheap and I don't, you know, I'm not saying he did crack, but like, I mean, that's a cheap drug. Okay.
Yeah.
Is heroin expensive?
I think so, yeah.
It is? Okay.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know either, Sam. Maybe we have to do a little
Yeah, we
research.
Don't know the pricing for drugs
Maybe
these days.
Maybe we need to know this to promote it. $10 million, that blows my mind.
It is. It's something else, you know?
Could...
I mean, we'll never make that in our lifetime.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know about you. I'm going to.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding, Sam.
Someone's calling. Let's see who that is. Hopefully. Maybe it's your dad, huh? Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Sam.
Yes.
Papa. Hi, Pops.
Hi.
Papa, how you doing? Tony.
Good.
Tony Reibel, how you doing?
Good.
We've
Good.
Missed you on the show.
I was on the road. I just got in the office, so I saw your text.
Oh, okay. So what did you want to call about today, Tony?
Oh, God.
Calling about, I was talking to Steffi about the Bin Laden thing.
Right.
I heard you talking yesterday about him and... And your feelings about
the burial.
Being killed and all that stuff.
Yeah. But, you know,
I'm still
asking the question of, like, why did they have... It's like, you know, when you ask why they had to bury him so quickly and stuff, they start reciting, like, Islamic law, you know? It's like, what the hell do
you
care about?
Well, that's what we're saying.
Right.
It's Islamic law. But if you look at Islamic law, if you die... at sea, and there's no way to bury you, you got to be buried within 24 hours.
Right.
That's Islamic law. So if there's no way to put you in the ground,
right,
you're on the water, you get put to sea.
Right.
However, he was killed on ground.
Right.
On the ground.
Right.
And what they did was, they at least from what I'm gathering, is... what I'm hearing from people is that they did not want to, first of all, where were they going to bury him? What country would take him?
Right.
Secondly, if you bury him, now you create a shrine for the radicals.
Exactly.
And you just perpetuate what has been going on for all these years.
Right.
So I think at least from what I'm gathering from the experts that I hear and, you know, they've got people in our area here from DePaul University who, know Arab, you know, the Muslim religion and all that, said that basically that was done to, it's not really Muslim law.
Right. It's not. They're supposed to bury him facing
it's an
Mecca. Yeah. They're supposed to bury them facing Mecca and all that stuff, you know, but.
Yeah, there's all that. Yes, you're absolutely right.
But besides the point, I can't see the U.S. being so concerned with Muslim law. I mean, you know, who cares? You know, this guy.
It's all political.
Yeah.
It's all political. They don't want to raise the ire of the Middle East, causing our oil prices to go up even higher.
Right.
You know, they start playing games with the oil production. To put it to us, but my feeling is you know, you hear on the other side the true Muslim religion, the good Muslims, as they want to be known as, or as we refer the news media refers them as,
right.
They don't have any use for this guy. So my point would be, well, who cares how you disposed of his body?
Right.
Because he basically forfeited all of his religious beliefs by killing people.
Right.
He's a murderer.
Right.
So my point would be, why, like you said, Sam, why follow the Muslim burial, the way they bury their dead, if this guy is held in disdain by Muslims, the true Muslim religion.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So to me, it's like, you know, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Yeah.
But who, like you said, who are you trying to please here? Who are you trying to, the radical Muslims, no matter what you do, are going to spin it so that we did something wrong.
Absolutely. They always do. Yeah.
So why care about them? And if the true and the pure Muslim religion and the followers or the people that belong to the Muslim religion, if they say that bin Laden stood for everything, for instance, being the Antichrist, if you want to call him that,
right.
if that's what he was, then you don't care what happened to him.
Right.
Why would you care?
Right.
Why would you care whether he's put to sea, put in the ground?
Right.
Yeah, that's
burned,
what I'm saying.
Whatever.
Maybe they're hiding something. You know, I mean, I'm not into conspiracies, but, you know, I mean, they're probably hiding something. It's just like it seems so weird that they already got rid of the body. Like, what's the rush, you know? I mean, you know, they might want to do autopsy or whatever.
Right, right,
you know?
Right. Yeah. We should call Dad. We should call Dan and talk to him about it.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Okay.
Pops, really, really quickly, say hi to Gina. She's in the studio.
Hi, Mr. Rebel.
Oh, hi, Gina.
How are you?
Good. You feel better today?
Not so much.
Okay.
Wait, what are we talking
hungover
about
from yesterday?
Oh, yeah, that was a different
feeling. Weren't feeling well.
I only had two drinks.
I've heard, have I heard that story before.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah. Remember, I raised four children.
Dead serious, actually.
I only had two drinks.
No,
yeah,
I only
had a beer.
She really only had two drinks, or three drinks you had. Three.
All right, it was three.
Okay, she lied.
But no, I didn't lie. It was kind of one and crayon.
Okay.
And
yeah.
She was making them
that
pretty
stiff. That depends
on
what, if you didn't eat anything, too. That
we were at a restaurant eating, in fact.
We were
and
eating.
It didn't matter.
I don't know what your excuse is, then.
I know, I don't either.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Tony, thanks for calling. Please do call us again.
Problem.
And when we have a little more time, but today's like we're really squeezed for time, especially
right,
since our guests just
we're
showed
late.
Up. You know,
yeah.
But to their own radio show. But
all right.
All right,
take
Pops.
Care.
Love you.
Okay,
love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take
care.
Bye.
So,
So
Stephanie, go ahead and introduce us to your friends.
Thanks, guys, for finally showing up first.
Sorry. It's traffic.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You
know what? In LA,
late.
We don't use that as an excuse because everybody has to deal with the traffic.
Everybody.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
So,
although people do use that as an excuse all the time.
Well, I thought Chicago had bad traffic, but
nobody works in LA. That's why.
At all.
Yeah. Well, Gina, who's talking, she has been my dear best friend since we were three.
Yeah.
Really?
We lived across the street from each other.
Uh-huh.
It was me, her, and then this other girl, Katie, who lived next to Gina.
Right.
And so all three of us grew up together. We have some crazy pictures when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then next to her is my friend Dave Pino. Who
How you
is,
doing, Dave?
How you doing?
Who called in yesterday without anything to say?
Yeah, I just woken up and we realized, like, the radio show. Let's call him up.
Sam was ripping you guys this morning because you guys are like, hey, what's up? So what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You had no idea.
It goes the other way around. When you call a radio station, you should know what you're talking about.
Oh, I should have something. Okay.
Well, Dave is...
But that's okay. Thank you so much for joining us, guys.
Yeah,
you
thanks
know,
for inviting us.
Dave
yeah,
is a really, awesome. Really talented musician.
Yeah, well, he's got the appearance of a musician. Long hair.
I have a really talented hair dresser or whatever you call that.
Well, tell us about your band so we can,
Well, the name of the band is Power Man 5000, and I'm a new member. I've been in the band for maybe 3 years now.
Oh, really?
And we have a show.
And that's new.
I guess it's
wow,
new for
so
them.
So they've
yeah,
been around for a while.
Oh, yeah, yeah, since the 90s.
Wow.
So, I mean, I grew up listening to them. My brother, you know, grew up listening to them. So we were fans.
Wow.
And then, so now I'm in the band, and we have a show this weekend in Kentucky, and we're playing Kentucky, the Kentucky
right.
Derby.
Yeah. Right.
They
this
do
is perfect to promote it in L.A., you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's internet radio.
Right.
I was hoping there'd be somebody with
the
show.
Like, yeah, definitely somebody must be there. But go ahead. I mean, obviously, it's exciting for you and everything.
Oh, yeah, I'm psyched. And I've never been to the Kentucky Derby before. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be there, and we're playing a party.
Oh, you're playing a party at the Kentucky Derby?
Yeah, it's like right next to the Kentucky Derby or
something. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm.
I don't know the details exactly because I'm just the new guy still. But there is a name to the venue. It's the Phoenix Hill Tavern.
Okay.
And
Phoenix
it's supposed Hill to be some Tavern. Big bash.
What time?
Yeah.
At 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, Phoenix Hill Tavern, if you're in Kentucky or if you just want to take a trip there.
Yeah.
This weekend to see Power Man 5000.
And like I said, if you're a listener and you're in Louisville, Kentucky, I'll give you 2 guest passes. If
sounds
you call
good.
Into the station,
nobody's
right
going to
I want to know if there's anybody there.
We have listeners. Steve from, where's Steve from?
No, we
from
have again? Listeners, definitely, but I don't know about Kentucky. That's what I'm saying.
Well, we're going to find out.
They probably don't even have radios out there.
Just because it's the South doesn't mean anything. I love you.
Gina, I got to tell you, you're killing me with that cleavage, man.
Oh,
I mean,
shit.
No, it's okay. Leave it.
You'll have to excuse her.
Sam loves it.
Yeah, otherwise I look at Stephanie's all the time. I'll be totally
Sam's
distracted.
Sick of, well,
no, don't be self-conscious of it.
No, this isn't a bra. This is a tank top.
No,
yeah.
Everybody
That's
thinks
cute.
It's a bra.
Well, it looks like a bra. I'm sure
down.
You're it's trying to get a conversation going.
I don't know. It's just, it's like a, it looks like a nightgown bra type of thing, but it's actually this. Actually, Cecile gave it to me from this company she worked for, Sassy Backs, and they do like all this lingerie stuff.
It's
but
really
it's an
cool.
actual
it's
tank
sexy
top.
And stuff.
Yeah.
But it looks like a bra, you know.
It does look like a bra.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Yeah, it's not.
It's tricky.
Now listen, we have the another guest calling, so let's go ahead and get him. And
maybe he's Frank Quintana.
Good morning. You're on the air. Is this Bobby?
Am I early or late?
No, now you're early, and that's a good thing, Bobby.
Bobby!
Hi, Steph.
What happened to you yesterday?
You fell asleep.
We missed you. We played your stuff. I was laughing my ass off. I was ready for you to come on and tell some jokes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. God, I got scolded by that publicist.
That's okay, Bobby. Listen, I love you so much, I didn't mind at all, you know?
I had one of those entitlement kids, my 20-year-old. You know what I mean. You want to put a needle in my eye. Jesus.
Bobby, listen, I've loved you since you were, you know, I was trying to count how many years ago it was, Stand Up Spotlight on VH1.
Oh, my God.
Right?
I got underwear older than Stephanie.
I know. That has to be like 20 years ago.
That's hot.
And that's where Rosie O'Donnell got started, on that show.
She gave it to me.
Oh, she gave it to you. Oh, yeah, that's right. After she left, you were the host.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
How's Rosie, Bobby? She nice?
Rosie's good. We speak a lot. She's getting all excited for her show on that Oprah show.
Right. Right.
Oh, she is. I didn't even know that.
And
yeah, she's doing that.
Yeah.
See, you're not. You know, you think everything centers around you out here.
Hell yeah, Bobby. Hell yeah.
I'm out there in the backwoods.
Yeah.
Where are you right now?
No, here I'm in. I have a home in Santa Monica.
Right.
But I live in New York and Santa Monica.
Oh,
I keep my kids out here. I want them to grow up nice.
Yeah. LA is right. Just the place to raise your kids.
Yeah, and I don't do many appearances out here. So the fact that tomorrow night I'm over at Hermosa, they're all excited about that.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. So, so did you come out here this time just for the tour or? To see the
Saturday I'm in Worcester, Massachusetts. I've been doing a lot of theater, so I got to go back on the road so it's good to come home and see the kids. And then the Hermosa Club called, Bobby, can you give us at least a Thursday night? I go, sure, take this Thursday because I got to leave Friday. You go back to New York.
Right.
Hey, Bobby, to interrupt you, Dave's from Massachusetts too. So, you're not from it. I don't know.
My family, my father grew up there. We're in Massachusetts.
I'm from Waltham, which is a little bit east of Worcester, like 40 minutes.
Oh, okay. I'm there at the Hanover Theater on Saturday night.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bobby,
yeah, they got about 1,600 sold already, so it's nice.
Oh, congrats. Yeah. Hey, Bobby, when I first went out there, my ex-husband was from Massachusetts, and I remember we were driving. We saw a sign for Worcester, and he goes, "Say that," and I go, Worcester. He goes, Worcester. And I was like, how the fuck do you get Worcester?
That's my opening line. I'm going to walk out there and say it's a pleasure to be here in Worcester.
I love it. I was like, how the fuck do you get Worcester out of Worcester?
Right.
It was hilarious.
Because they're from Massachusetts.
I know.
Bobby. Hey, Bobby, how about those socks, Bobby?
Yeah. Oh, I love it. That's so hot.
I love that accent.
Since when did it become hot? I'm so psyched.
I think on men it's hot as hell. New York accents and Boston accents, so hot. On women, not at all.
No.
I think it's atrocious.
I absolutely agree.
I do. I'm sorry. I love New Yorkers. I love Bostonians. But on men, it's so hot. It seriously drives me crazy. I love it.
God, I could be on a camel in Egypt and some guy looked over at me and goes, "You from New York?" I go, "Yeah. How'd you know?"
Oh my God.
I'm telling you, Bobby is so funny, man. I love you so. Now you're in Hermosa Beach. It's kind of far for people in LA, but I mean, not that bad. But do you ever come here and like still at the Ice House and things like that?
You know what? I they've been asking me to for a long time. That's where we used to tape VH1 Stand Up Spotlight.
Right.
And now I'll probably come back. I think in the summer I'm supposed to do the Greek Theater or someplace.
Wow.
They got me down.
Good for
you,
man.
I want to see that. I want to come and see you at the Greek.
Being at the Greek is a good thing, man. I'm sure you can feel all the seats there pretty easily.
People ask me all the time around the country, two places. They ask me Atlantic City and California. They always ask, "Hey Bob, what's it like out there in California?" People hold you up. You know, people hold California up real. I don't know why, but they do.
I don't know why either.
You know what I mean. I mean, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, they always ask me, did they think he was real? So, you know, as you and I both know, we know that there's a reason why they didn't give him any lines in the movie. Action, I'll be back. Cut. Action, I'll be back. He's a fucking moron.
No, but he did do that movie Twins, which was on the other day. He had a couple more lines than that.
Yeah, right. That's a
him and Danny DeVito, baby. Come on. He was amazing. He was amazing.
Where are you guys? Where are you guys at?
We're in the Valley, in Sherman Oaks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, listen, why don't you go ahead and promote your show? I'm going to really try and make it there, although the drive is pretty far. But,
I will make it there.
But I'm dying to see you, man. In
oh, action, I appreciate it.
Sure. So go ahead and tell us where it is, when is it, and so forth.
I'm going to be at the Hermosa Comedy and Magic Club tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, Thursday night. Just one show, one performance. I'm working on new stuff and having a good time. I'm taping a new DVD in Foxwoods in June. So we got a lot to talk about. Everything from Osama bin Laden to our president.
Yeah.
I just did a cruise ship. I'm not cruise ship guy. Me and Tom Jones.
How was that?
You know, he was laughing at me because in my bag he saw I had a dress with heels and a wig. And he said to me, "What's that?" I said, "Women and children first." So, yeah. You go up on the top deck with the cello player and that Hollywood crap. I'm getting on the boat.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wait, what time is your show, Bobby, really quick?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Okay, perfect. I'm going to try to be there.
At the Hermosa Comedy and Magic Club and 8 o'clock in Hermosa Beach.
Right.
Sounds great, man. And
guys, thanks a lot for being class. You guys are always the best. And thanks for having me.
Of course.
And everybody go to BobbyCollins.com. There's some bits and stuff that are really funny. And you can probably find out as far as the tour goes and everything. So.
And as people on the ship, do people not have mirrors in their homes anymore? Oh, my God. Guys, there was a guy lying. He said he took his shirt off. I thought he was wearing a mohair sweater. He looked at me, I looked at him, I went, "Chewbacca?" Guys, take care and
thank
you.
Thanks, Bobby.
Okay, Bobby, take care.
Take care, bye. Oh, my God. God, I could listen to that guy all day long.
He's so hilarious. You know?
I could seriously listen to him.
I would totally go, but we're leaving tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, me. Apparently, I'm going now.
Apparently, you're going back to Chicago, Dave.
That's how it works.
Not me. I know, honey.
I'm thinking me and Jill. Exactly.
But and Jill's staying in Hermosa Beach right now.
That's right. That's true.
Really? So you should go. I mean, you can.
I would if I didn't have a flight at 8:15 in the morning.
That's true. Yeah. Wow.
I'm going to go.
I'd love to.
Did you drive from Hermosa this morning?
No.
Oh, no.
No, my girlfriend, who is also from Chicago, came into town.
And she's visiting her boyfriend.
She's visiting in Hermosa.
Yeah, so if we had one more night, we can just go out there and meet up with everyone.
You can just book your ticket longer. Yeah. She'll miss a day of work and she'll freak out.
I will. God. It's Cinco de Mayo tomorrow. Do you know how serious that night is for drinking at a bar?
Apparently, I guess.
I guess Gina would know if they get hung over.
Gina would know.
Oh, man. I'm a cheap date.
It's okay. That's good.
Although I do like shots of Jameson.
Yes, you do. Apparently.
So you do have that Midwest accent going on and everything.
Yeah.
What? People say that, but I don't get it. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. Know? It's like that. No. It's
oh,
like,
my God.
Yeah. But no, I mean, it's nice. It's nice. I'm just saying that, you know, you're representing Chicago this time. So,
yeah, but I don't get it. We were just talking about that in the car right here, and I was like, I don't...
Everybody says that.
No, because that's the way you used to speak, you know? I mean, that's the way. So
I don't venture out very much.
Yeah.
I don't. And that's probably why Bob, who was just on the phone...
Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby.
Mm. Yeah.
He was saying how glorious California seems to people, and it's true.
Yeah. Is that your first time out here? Yeah,
this is my second, but I've never been.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, California. You know, and...
My dad thinks a bunch of wackos are out here, which
is
true.
Well, I agree now after being in Venice Beach.
Yeah, we took her to Venice on Sunday.
Holy cow.
She's the one that did the brothel hostel.
Right,
right?
Yeah.
Remember, I told you yesterday.
And what about Hollywood Boulevard? Did you take him there, too?
Did you go there last time? Because we didn't go this time.
Did you think?
Hollywood Boulevard. Yeah.
Yeah, like where the stars are on the side.
Oh, yeah, and then there was like these weird superheroes.
Remember we were all drunk walking up and down the street? That was Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah, all the weirdos, yeah. But they don't let them hang out there anymore because apparently they've been bothering people and shit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I probably would agree with that decision.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's fun to have them there for sure, you know? So I don't know, yeah.
Something to look at. That's for sure. But there are a bunch of wackos out here, including myself.
No.
So what do you do, Gina? What do you do for a living?
I bartend, and I also own I do my own cleaning service.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you clean?
Houses.
Oh, I see.
Not commercial, residential.
Residential houses. Wow.
Yeah.
And it's your business?
Yeah. I do it by myself. It could expand, but I'm too afraid to hire other people because I don't trust anyone.
I know. That's hard in starting a business.
It is. And I've been cleaning these people's houses for 2 years, and they actually fired their old maids to have me.
Really?
And they love it because I'm a perfectionist with Delaney.
My hands are all screwed up from cleaning. We're trying to get her to move out here, though, so if she does, then she gets...
Yeah,
she can clean all our houses.
Exactly. We'll hire you for crying out
loud. And cook. Yeah. She's an amazing cook.
I love cooking.
God.
Really? Do you cook for the clients, too, and stuff?
No.
They don't ask you for it?
No. I just cook for my friends. We have big dinner parties, and I have problems with portion control. So if there's like four people there, I'll cook for like 80.
She's
and
Italian.
Everyone's like, what's going on? All this food, Gina. Who's eating this?
She's Italian.
So then we invite neighbors and people we don't know off the street, and they love it.
She cooked last time she was here. We had big dinners every single night that she was here. And then this time we've had two.
Yeah.
Your chicken enchiladas and then the... night at Cecile's. And then tomorrow night before you...
We might do like a barbecue or something. No, I don't know. I don't know if that's going to be possible tonight.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, talk about it later.
Well, I think you know what's funny? I forget we're on the radio.
Yeah. This is what we do. This is what happens. And then
that's
Sam will say, I really don't give a shit.
You know what's funny? Like you ask me if I cook for my clients. Mm-hmm. The most common question from guys is like, what do you wear when you clean their houses?
Yeah, I was going to ask
and
that,
like,
but I figured...
I'm like, jogging pants that are bleached, and my hair is tied up, no makeup. And they're like, oh.
Not like a French maid or anything.
No, they're like, what do you wear? Come on.
So awesome.
You know that there's some services that offer like bikini house cleaning and stuff.
Gee,
yeah.
You get so many more clients.
Oh, hell no. The last thing I'd want is to be scrubbing a shower tub and my titties hanging out, smacking up against the side of the tub.
Yeah. I think the worst part of it is to have someone watching you work, you know? I mean, that would be like, you know, but they would, yeah, they wouldn't leave the house.
They would, they would just watch her.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you imagine me with like a toilet brush looking back all sexy, like, hey.
You would get so many more clients though, for real.
No way. I would hate that.
If you moved out here, that might change, Gene. You might have to start, you know, cleaning in your underwear.
No, yeah.
Well, at least around Dave.
Then I'd have to shave all the time.
Oh, okay. Thank you for telling us.
At least
that
twice
you're
a day.
Yeah.
Too much information. Dave, how long have you been here in LA?
I've been here for 4 years.
Talk closer.
Four years I've been here.
4 years. Yeah. And you moved to Massachusetts,
From Massachusetts, right?
And were you always like a musician when you were young?
Yeah, I've always been a musician. You know, when I came out here, I was touring with other bands, and then I met someone out here, and I decided to come and visit him. And I was here for like a week, and then I got into the band that I'm in now, and I just never left.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how
so
that
you came
happened.
Here to visit the new
I
States.
Came here to visit and never left. Yeah.
Wow.
I had a laptop and a bag of clothes, and that was it.
Really? Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
You see,
what'd
that's courageous,
what'd you do with all your stuff?
A lot of it's still back in Massachusetts.
Oh, wow.
And, but every time a tour would go around the country, I would go to my folks' house and grab a little more things.
Right, exactly.
You know, and bring it back. So I moved. I'm still in the process of moving.
3 years now.
You didn't have a girlfriend at the time. You didn't just, like, peace out and be like, oh, I'm visiting. I'm never coming back.
No, nothing like that.
No, he just said that to his ma.
Yeah.
So, how do you guys know each other?
Met her on the road. Picked her up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Chicago, actually.
Wow.
He played in Wrigley.
Oh, you
picked
guys didn't meet at your
Sparks
bar?
Flew, motions ran high.
Oh, I didn't realize you were romantic. I thought
no,
you were
we're
just
not.
Friends.
We are friends.
Oh,
no,
you are friends.
We're romantic with food.
Yeah.
You know, she came last time she came here, she cooked so much food it lasted a month. And the month was over and I said, you gotta come back.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good friend.
Wait, I thought that you met them at your bar, no?
No.
Oh, gotcha.
No, I wish they played at my bar.
Oh, so you went awesome just show. Went to see him?
Actually, no. Oh. I went to see the band that opened for Power Man 5000.
Oh, okay.
Because my girlfriend that I worked with was friends with the guys in the band that opened.
Oh,
so we went and saw them. And then my buddy, we have a mutual friend.
Yeah, Gerald. You know Gerald?
Gerald's
cousin.
No, he's one of my house clients, actually. My cleaning clients. But we kind of, I don't know, met through him and Sin. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. She punched me so hard. I met her within like 30 seconds. And she said something. I cracked a joke. And she's like, oh, get out of here. Bam. And she hit me so hard in the shoulder. That
sounds about
down.
Right.
Well,
that
this is the funniest part. I iced him. And I don't know if anybody knows what that means.
You know what icing is?
What? It's a Smirnoff ice bottle. And what you do, because it's
sexy.
The most disgusting drink. I don't even know why it's on the market. But it still exists because of this trick. But it's like a college thing. And you like hide a Smirnoff ice under someone's pillow. And or like hide it somewhere, anywhere. And if you find it, you're like, oh, and you have to get down on one knee and slam the entire drink.
Really?
And it's so disgusting. Half the time it's warm because it's been sitting under a pillow or in a car. And so you get down on one knee and you have to slam it. And that's the thing.
Uh-huh.
So I had the Smirnoff ice in my trunk because we do it all the time to each other at home.
Okay.
Like you'll go in the shower and there'll be a Smirnoff ice bottle. You're like, oh, I have to drink it. It's actually, you could YouTube
it. Like the whole bottle?
The whole bottle.
You
could YouTube it, and the whole thing. It's called Bros Icing Bros, and so I iced Dave, and he was like, what does this mean? Like, you have to get down on one knee and drink it, and he's like, well, I'll just drink it, but
get down on one knee. What is she fucking proposing?
You got to YouTube it. It's hilarious. So I come home, or a month goes by. And Thanksgiving, I go into work, and I get something in the mail, like delivered to my bar.
Okay.
And Sin, my girlfriend that I worked with, who knows Dave, was like, I gotta videotape this. I'm like, what are you talking about? So she's like, whatever, just open it up. So I'm opening it up, and it's from Dave Pino from freaking California, who iced me back. He put an a Smirnoff Ice in a bag. And I'm like, this bitch, I told him about this game, and now he's icing me. The audacity from California, even.
High five, baby.
She's been trying
high
to get
five.
Me back since.
Yeah. Oh,
every time God. She comes and visits, she tries to get me back.
Who started this stupid game?
I'm telling you, it's a college thing. It's hilarious. If you YouTube it, it's Bros Icing Bros.
I have never
And they
of
actually
this.
Have rules.
I still think, like, beer pong is cool. Yeah.
And then if, like, though, I don't play with beer. I play with champagne, which is a disaster.
Oh, that's a huge
which should
headache.
Never happen. Really? Because I love champagne and I hate beer. And I decided to play. And I was like, oh, let's play with champagne.
Oh, my God. I almost vomited everywhere.
I wouldn't doubt it. Really?
It was the worst thing I've ever done.
Yeah. Yeah. And then with the rules, like if someone ices you and you have one on you, you can ice them back and then they have to drink both.
It's like catching the ball and dodgeball.
I know. This is like the dumbest. Is this going to be a sport soon? I don't understand.
No, it's just a prank,
yeah,
you know?
It's a
guess
crazy
what? I will never do it, just yeah. so you know.
Just wait till I sleep over, Steph.
Yeah, not going to happen. You know,
college students just do crazy shit. You know?
I
they come up with all this stuff all the time, you know?
Well, they have nothing else
in
to college, do
because yeah. they don't want to study.
That's America.
Nothing else to do but drink. But then you end up like us that don't know anything about geography, right, Gene?
Yeah. Wait, where are we again?
Yeah. Where is Israel?
I think it's, right? I think it's honest. I love it. She's like, don't ask me that question because I know she doesn't know like I do. But honestly, I think it's the school that we went to, because the schools, because neither of us know geography. Neither
no.
of us.
Well,
I'm
no.
not the only
it
one.
It is the school, then.
I have a feeling it was the class that was taken after lunch, uh-huh. so everyone was in food coma and like sleeping.
There we go. Just go with that, Gina. Just
I think
go
that's
with
it.
That.
So do you have a sweetheart back home that you're going to?
Hell no.
No.
She's single, boys.
I'm a bartender and I get asked out all the time, but I'm like, come on. I don't date my customers.
Yeah.
Or my cleaning clients.
But
or
there's
gotta
be other men
from
there.
Chicago.
Or she likes musicians.
Yeah.
I did.
You like musicians, huh?
I only had like two serious, maybe three serious relationships in my life.
In your
and
life?
They were all musicians.
Really?
But they lasted like a long, I mean, I dated them for yeah. three. It wasn't like I was this groupie girl that.
Right.
Yeah.
She likes.
And they sought me out. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're a cute girl.
Yeah, definitely.
They wanted you.
And Dave, what about you? You got anybody in your life right
now? No.
Nobody.
I'm busy. You know, playing music.
Yeah, that's
around.
What everybody
no
says. I'm
girls.
Busy
yeah.
doing this. I'm busy doing that. You know what? You're never too busy for girls.
There we
yeah.
go.
Take a break.
Sam met his
Take
wife
a break.
On online.
Yeah.
We talk about this all the time.
What's that?
Sam met his wife online.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. MySpace. My no. drummer just got married
Actually,
to a girl that he met on MySpace.
No, that's from a dating site.
Okay.
Did you really think it was MySpace?
I don't know how many
yeah.
other sites
yeah,
are.
Who
plenty of fish.
Is, yeah.
No, like there's like
Plenty
E-Harmony.
Of Fish is a dating site.
That's a great yeah. one. Yeah. yeah. I mean, not that I would know.
Not that you yeah. know, because you've never been on it.
Yeah.
No, he met on J-Date.
On J-Date,
J-Date
yeah, which
yeah.
is for Jewish people. You know?
Yeah, Hollis does that one.
Can you go on there if you're not Jewish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't you ask me about it?
I
think
don't
you
remember.
Did. Yeah.
You can.
And
okay.
yeah, if you want to find a Jewish guy
Got
who
it.
Is into non-Jewish girls, then yeah,
there
you would,
go.
You know?
What, yeah, but wouldn't you have to do that whole process like Charlotte in Sex and the City where she has to... Like,
no, that's when you change your religion.
Right.
Oh, but
yeah.
do you have to change your religion
when
to
you
marry?
Convert.
Or no?
No, it depends.
It depends on the guy.
On the guy, yeah. Or the girl
to.
If it's the other way around.
Oh, okay.
But there's a lot of mixed marriages going on, especially today, you know? I mean, you know, there's no rules today. Everybody marries everybody.
Yeah, it depends on what they're, you know, what they're raised in. If their family believes in, you know, marrying a Jewish girl or,
right,
or whatever,
exactly.
then they'll have to convert. But.
And yeah, in most families it is true. And that's
yeah.
why I think they created a site for Jewish people so they can find similar
that's
ones.
That's neat.
You know?
Dude, yeah. I can imagine having an Italian one.
Yeah.
Be like, Ayo, how you doing? Ayo, let's go get some pasta.
I tried Match.com, but I wasn't successful. So I thought, well, maybe I'll focus a little bit more, you know, and
yeah.
and find the niche.
Oh, so you tried Match before, Jake?
Yeah.
Oh.
And nothing came out of that one, you know. I mean, just garbage stuff, you know.
But you found an amazing
I don't know how
woman.
It is today, yeah.
You found Tina's amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
is she feeling better?
Site. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's better.
Okay,
she's
good.
Still sick, yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay, yeah. So you love musicians.
I did. Like, yeah. I did date. I mean, I haven't had a boyfriend in quite, like, 2 or 3 years now, but...
Really?
Yeah,
You haven't had sex in all this time? I can't believe that.
Believe it.
You should have been at the conversation the other night at the sushi place.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Get 2 drinks in this girl right now.
Yeah.
She will tell you anything you want to know.
Yeah.
I should have told you to come drunk this morning.
Oh, my Damn gosh. That would be awesome.
I should have iced you this morning before you came in.
Ice me twice, and then I would have been drunk.
Dave, can you imagine being with a woman who hasn't had sex for 3 years? My God, man, that would be like, that's where I want to be.
Ow, that's how they would be.
Ow.
It's hurting, hurting.
You're like, I don't even have it in. It's just the tip.
But that's how it is.
Shut up. No, it's not. I don't know. I haven't gone without sex since I've been having sex for that long. Yeah, the longest.
That's too
Maybe
long.
A day. Yeah. I am kidding.
All right, folks. Well, guys, thanks so much for coming in.
We
did manage a few minutes together, and that's good, you know.
Yeah, thanks for showing up late, guys. Yeah.
I know.
Whatever.
Gina. Traffic.
Yeah, Gina. Yeah, let's blame each other for it.
Well, thank you guys for coming on. I really appreciate it. And go check out, if you're in Kentucky, go check out Power Man 5000. 8 o'clock. What's the name of the Phoenix Suns?
It's called the Phoenix Party House, Louisville, Kentucky.
Look it up if you're out in Kentucky. Go check them out. They're amazing.
Wonderful. Well, enjoy yourself. You know, what do you play the guitar? You drummer?
I play the guitar. Yeah.
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 Cool. Lead guitar, rhythm guitar.
Oh yeah, lead guitar.
Yeah.
I play everything. I'm playing the bass in the band too, and a few songs.
Really?
No, I'm joking. No. Just trying to get as much credit as possible.
He also does the cowbell.
Yeah.
There we go.
More cowbell.
More cowbell.
All right. Guys, so Gina and Dave, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you,
Bobby
Dad.
Collins.
Thank you, Cecile.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you, everybody. Oh yeah, Cecile
and
too.
Cecile.
And
thank you, listeners out there. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Stephanie. We'll see you all tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.